You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Eyes on Vice President Kamala Harris as a VP pick could come any day now. ABC's Brittany Shepherd on the importance of Pennsylvania.
19 electoral votes, so mission critical for Democrats. If Democrats cannot pick up Pennsylvania this cycle, it's pretty much a disaster. It puts up a very big fight for Democrats. They have to pick up pretty much every single other battleground state. It's a tough tale even for the most organized and well-funded Democratic campaign.
The U.S. ramping up its military presence in the Middle East as Iran vows to respond following Israeli killings of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders, moving Navy destroyers and cruisers and additional fighter jets to the region. Meanwhile, Americans in Lebanon are being told by the State Department to book any ticket available to them to get out. In Paris, Katie Ledecky capping another stellar Olympics by becoming only the second swimmer to win an event at four straight summer games, winning the 800-meter freestyle today. This is ABC News. In the past 24 hours, U.S. Central Command says it's destroyed one Iranian-backed Houthi land attack cruise missile in Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen that they say presented an imminent threat to U.S. and coalition forces and merchant vessels in the region. Officials in Somalia in East Africa say 32 people were killed, more than 60 hurt in a militant attack on a hotel.
One witness told the Associated Press he saw a person in an explosive vest just before that man blew himself up next to a high-end hotel on Lido Beach in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab, the Al-Qaeda affiliate, said its fighters carried out the attack. Last year, 9 people were killed in a similar attack on the beach. The East African nation is trying to take over its own security after peacekeeping troops have left the country, but Al-Shabaab remains a presence. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In California, forecasts of thunderstorms and lightning have made fighting the Park Fire more treacherous. An arson suspect is now in custody. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCL 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCL's evening news is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Look for increasing clouds tonight with some patchy fog late and a low of 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and still warmer with spotty showers and storms in the afternoon with a high of 90. And increasing clouds with a better chance of showers and storms late at night tomorrow night. Heavier rain during the overnight hours and a low of 67. Currently in Richland Center, our current temperature, actually our winds are out of the west at around 3 miles per hour, and it's sunny, and our current temperature right now after a high of 87 is 86 degrees.
TC AutoWorks is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC AutoWorks for all your automotive needs. TC AutoWorks is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts, to steering components, TC AutoWorks is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC AutoWorks, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, August 3rd. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Theed. An Illinois man died following a crash with a utility tractor. Anthony Masusi, 81, of Marengo, Illinois, was maintaining recreational trails on a private property in the town of Arena when he lost control of the tractor. The Iowa County 911 Center received a call at around 1 on Friday afternoon of a possible deceased man next to a subcompact utility tractor. Anthony Masusi was ejected from the tractor and died from his injuries. More than 20 Wisconsin communities will split more than $20 million for public improvement projects. The grant money from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development is going to low to moderate income communities with fewer than 50,000 people. Projects include improvements and repairs to streets, water, sewer, and drainage systems. The Environmental Protection Agency is issuing an emergency fuel waiver to help alleviate shortages in four states whose gasoline supplies have been impacted by the shutdown of an ExxonMobil refinery in Illinois. ExxonMobil shut down the refinery last month when severe weather swept through the region. The waiver for Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin will continue through August 20th. A judge has refused to put on hold his ruling that allows disabled people in Wisconsin to be emailed absentee ballots at home in November's presidential election in the closely watched battleground state. Republicans asked the judge to not enforce his ruling while their appeal is pending. But Dane County Circuit Judge Everett Mitchell on Thursday rejected their arguments, saying putting this ruling on hold would inflict significant harm on both the disability rights advocates and the public interest. It will now be up to the state's appeals court to decide whether to pause the ruling before the November 5th election. Former presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush will join in an effort to commemorate America's 250th anniversary in 2026. They're highlighting the initiative's attempts to build bipartisan monuments in an area of extreme political polarization. The former presidents and first ladies, Michelle Obama and Laura Bush, will serve as honorary national co-chairs of America 250. That's an organization created by Congress in 2016 to oversee the celebration. The effort will formally launch on July 4th, 2026, during an MLB game in Milwaukee between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago Cubs. The commission's leaders hope bringing together the two recent Democratic and Republican presidents will serve as an example of bipartisan cooperation. Wisconsin's fall primary is less than 2 weeks away. Local election officials and voters are learning new ballots, guidelines, and procedures. Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Ann Jacobs says some results may not be known until hours after the polls close.
People should expect that if the race is close, that Milwaukee will be tallying until the early morning hours. And I want people to know that now, so that we don't have these silly rumors and conspiracy theories going on in November.
Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Don Millis says he thinks confidence in the process is going up, but he still has concerns about unfounded claims of election fraud.
I'm not necessarily talking about candidates. I'm talking about foreign countries. I'm talking about some of these bad actors who are going to challenge the results of elections, or who, you know, use social media to foment dissent.
Ann Jacobs and Don Millis were speaking with Wisconsin Eye. The Wisconsin Tuition Promise will fund a new cohort of students starting in the fall of 2025. Students who come from families earning $55,000 or less annually will be able to attend one of 11 UWs without having to pay tuition or fees. UW-Madison and UW-Milwaukee separately own their own Tuition Promise programs. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman made an announcement Friday. An estimated 1,300 students starting in fall of 2025 are expected to qualify for the program. The amount of the last dollar financial aid provided will depend upon the exact number of students who are assisted. The Tuition Promise is a last dollar program, which means that it pays for tuition and fees that remain after a student's federal, state, and private financial aid is exhausted. Students will still need to pay for housing, food, and other costs of attendance. Among other Tuition Promise eligibility requirements, students must be Wisconsin residents, complete a FAFSA, and meet academic progress standards. A $5 million grant from Ascetium Education Group is funding the new cohort. The Universities of Wisconsin administration will provide a matching $5 million. Additional support will come from the 11 participating universities, which will work closely with students as they progress towards graduation. More information on eligibility requirements for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise can be found at wisconsin.edu/tuition-promise/2025 Wisconsin Tuition Promise. Only two performances remain of Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin's production of The Music Man at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. See the love story of Professor Harold Hill, a lovable con man who promises to bring a boys' band to River City, Iowa, and local piano teacher Marion Paru. The play includes such songs as You Got Trouble, 76 Trombones, The Wells Fargo Wagon, and Till There Was You. The live music is provided by a full pit orchestra with 16 musicians, a barbershop quartet singing a variety of songs, including Light a Rose and various dances by the cast. Performances of The Music Man will be held at the Richland Center High School Auditorium tonight at 7 and tomorrow afternoon at 2. Tickets can be purchased at the door and are $20 for adults, $15 for those under 18, and $60 for two adults and any number of children. And the Rock and Roll Reunion 2024 is being held today in Woodman. The annual event brings to the stage local artists going back 40-plus years, as well as new and upcoming local talent. Attending artists share memorabilia, stories, and more for the day and are encouraged to bring any memorabilia that they may have collected over the years to share as well. The genres include jazz, country, folk, rock and roll, and more going into till 10:30 tonight. Food and soft drinks are available on the grounds, and personal beverages are allowed as carry-ins. There is no admission charge, but you are advised to bring your own chair or blanket. Money being raised for the charity comes from the sale of event t-shirts and private donations, and they are always welcome. Roddy Dull is the organizer of the event.
Every year we try to find a different place for the money to go. This year we're paying the money out directly to families that are dealing with cancer. And so the money goes out to families. You can nominate a family at Rock and Roll Reunion. And we keep all of those names private, so we don't have to worry about the privacy. And the musicians that play there pretty much come from a four-county area, Richland, Grant, Vernon, and Crawford. So we're going to get families nominated from those four counties. And then when the event's over, we total up all the money that we made, and we divide it equally among all of those that were nominated for the help.
The Rock and Roll Reunion is being held in the Woodman Village Park until 10:30 tonight. WRCO News Time is 5:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Today is Saturday, August 3rd. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Ethel Charlotte Knabel, 89, of Richland Center. Catherine Lenner Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley and Sauk City, died today. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the St. Killian's Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville. Catherine Lenner Schmitz, 92, of Bear Valley and Sauk City. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. funeral services will be held Saturday, August 10th at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, August 10th from 9 until the time of service at 11. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm meteorologist Heath Bradford with WRCO. We are still having those warmer temperatures sticking around as we head into the rest of this weekend, but relief is in sight. We have a cold front making its way to our area and is expected to push through the state as we get into the beginning of this week here. So we will have those cooler temperatures coming back as we head into this next Monday. Now tonight, we are expecting an increase in clouds. Some areas could have patchy fog late at night as well. We're looking at lows in the mid to upper 60s. For our Sunday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and still a bit on the warmer side. Spotty showers and storms could be popping up in the afternoon hours, highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. For our Sunday night, we're looking at an increase in clouds with better chances of showers and storms late at night. Heavier rain can be expected during the overnight hours, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For our Monday, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and storms throughout the day. Heavy rain showers are expected once again later at night. Temperatures are going to feel cooler though, highs in the mid to upper 70s. For our Tuesday, we are going to have a slight chance of rain earlier in the morning, otherwise clearing out the skies, a little bit of decrease in clouds throughout the day. Winds are going to be a bit stronger, coming in from the east up to 20 miles per hour at sometimes. We're also looking at lower humidity levels as well, highs in the low to mid 70s for Tuesday. Getting overnight into Wednesday, lows will be dropping to the mid-50s, and then for Wednesday, increasing clouds throughout the day. Going to be once again cooler and more dry, highs in the low to mid-70s. And for Thursday and Friday as well, we're looking at partly cloudy skies for both days. Spotty afternoon showers can be expected for Thursday. Overnight lows in the low to mid-50s, and highs for Thursday and Friday in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradbrick for WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 86 degrees after a daytime high of 87 and a morning low of 67. Yesterday's high was 88 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1988 is 98 degrees, with a record low of 45 set back in 1966. Last year's high was 89 with a low of 67. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:21, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:54. The winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 29.95, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 86 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hey, neighbor, have you ever heard of Bug Tussle? No?
Well, listen up.
Bug Tussle Internet is a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas. Yes, Bug Tussle. What a great name and a great price for internet, starting at just $45 per month. But hurry, this offer ends September 30th. Get details now at btussle.com. That's btussel.com. Your neighbor has Bug Tussle. You should too.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscoville.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. WRCO Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
Home Talent League All-Star Games were held last night, and they were played. And in the first game at JC's Athletic Park, held in Sauk City, the Western section beat the Northern section by a score of 15-12. And then at Jones Park in Fort Atkinson, it was the Southeast section defeating the East section 5-4. Also underway this weekend is American Legion Baseball Tournament action in Class A action. The Viroqua and Westby are taking part in that tournament. And Viroqua did play Westby yesterday, and Viroqua came away victorious 11-1. Also, other games being held yesterday was Stratford. They shut out Baldwin by a score of 5-0. And Lamira defeated Little Chute 2-1 in 8 innings. And Fond du Lac St. Mary Spirit beat Osseo by a score of 4-1. And then the games that were played today, it was Westby taking on Osseo, and Westby beat Osseo 17-5, and Little Chute beat Baldwin 15-0. A game that's going on right now is Lomira taking on Stratford, and in tonight's game, it will be Viroqua taking on Fond du Lac St. Mary Spirit. Well, in Major League Baseball, in the game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, the Milwaukee Brewers were looking to make it two in a row against the Nationals after an 8-3 win yesterday, and the game just got completed, and unfortunately, the Nationals beat the Brewers by a score of 6-4. So the Brewers will be wrapping up their series against the Nationals tomorrow, and they will play Game 3 of that series, hoping not to sweep, but to take the series. And it'll be the Brewers against the Nationals with a first pitch at 12:35, and you'll be able to hear that broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, and the pregame will start around noon after a 12:35 first pitch. A couple other finals in Major League Baseball today. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays by a score of 8-3, and the Cardinals defeated the Cubs 5-4. The Houston Astros have claimed right-hander pitcher Jansen Junk off waivers from the Milwaukee Brewers. The 28-year-old Junk has gone 0-0 with a 6.75 ERA in 5 relief appearances for the Brewers. He was 3-3 with a 2.55 ERA at AAA Nashville in 18 appearances. Junk is 1-3 with a 5.18 ERA in 14 career Major League games with the Los Angeles Angels back in 21 and 22 and with the Brewers. He has made 7 starts. Steve McMichael couldn't make it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, so the ceremony came to him. Battling ALS and bedridden in the advanced stages of the neurological disease, the 66-year-old two-time All-Pro defensive tackle, was the second player enshrined in the Pro Football Hall of Fame among seven members of the class of 2024 today. McMichael was unrouted by several of his Chicago Bear teammates and his wife, Misty, at his home in Homer Glen, Illinois. Dwight Freeney, Randy Gratishar, Devin Hester, Andre Johnson, Julius Pepper, and Patrick Willis were also going into the Hall of Fame. And Katie Ledecky has capped off another stellar Olympics by becoming only the second swimmer to win the same event at four straight summer games, holding off Ariane Tigmas to win the 800-meter freestyle. It was Ledecky's second gold medal in Paris and her ninth of her remarkable career, which marked another milestone. She became only the sixth Olympian to reach that figure, joining swimmer Mark Spitz, track star Carl Lewis, Soviet gymnast Larissa Latina, and Finnish runner Paavo Nurmi in a tie for second place. The only athlete to win more golds, swimmer Michael Phelps with 23. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Corporate dairy has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Washington done? Nothing. Politicians like Derek Van Orden focus more on culture wars than the war to save our way of life. He wants to ban all abortions. I want to keep the government out of our private decisions. Van Orden actually brags about sexually harassing military women. I honor women who serve our country. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because the values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Wilkinson Auctions Muscadet Area Equipment Consignment Auction is Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Auction Yard. Some of the highlights include a low hour 2021 Case SR175 skid loader, a John Deere 550C dozer, tons of trailers, including multiple reefer trailers, combines and heads, and grain carts and gravity boxes. New equipment is arriving daily, so check the website or come down to the auction yard to see new pieces. The Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, August 8th at the Muscadet Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Jay's Power Center's mission is to provide the best buying experience for its customers. With a large inventory of new and used motorcycles, ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, scooters, and dirt bikes, you'll find the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, Jay's offers a full service center for your motorcycle, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or any power sports vehicle. Fun and good times begin at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for another backtracking show on WRCO. We go back to the 70s and 80s for some music headlines and highlights, and we'll be taking you back in time to a weekend in your life, no doubt about it. Pre-game show for our Those Were the Days and the continuation of our Retro Saturdays. Now let's see what was happening this weekend. First of all, we start out in 1981, August 1st, a new television cable network called Music Television, or MTV, started broadcasting music videos 24 hours a day in the U.S. The show began with the intro, Ladies and Gentlemen, Rock and Roll. And then, this particular song aired. A song by The Buggles. Video Kill the Radio Star. Of former members of the group Yes, The Buggles, and Video Kill the Radio Star. Also making news on the 1st of August, back in the year of 1981. The Oak Ridge Boys crossed over from the country charts to make a song a top tune. The song had been around since 1966 and recorded by several others, including Kenny Rogers in the first edition and Rodney Crowell. But limited success, the Oaks rendition would reach number 5 on the Hot 100 and certified platinum of 2 million sales by the Recording Industry Association of America. Now let's remember that tune right now that was a big one for the Oaks this weekend in 1981. How about we say hello again to Elvira?
Like cherry wine. That for my mom.
We go back to this weekend in 1973 and a movie that meant a lot to me because it inspired me to want to really pursue a radio thing because I saw Wolfman Jack in that particular movie. American Graffiti came out in 1973 during this weekend. A group that was featured in that movie and later on in another production in the 70s called Apocalypse Now. Two different totally productions and time periods, Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids. They appeared in both movies. So let's flash back now with Flash Cadillac and his Continental Kids and a song called Did You Boogie With Your Baby in the back row of the movie show.
Oh, do you remember the first time you started the day and the places you had to go just to be alone with your number one? Well, I hope this song brings back a whole lot of beautiful memories for you.
Flash Cadillac and the Continental Kids, featured in the movie American Graffiti that debuted this weekend in 1973. And speaking of movies, we flash ahead in the time tunnel a little bit to 1987 and the second of the Beverly Hills Cop movies that was out, featuring star Eddie Murphy and a great soundtrack. This song in 1987 would be a good hit for Bob Seger. We remember it on the Backtracking Show.
To the crowded line, break down, take down, shake, you're busted, busted. Shake down, break down, take down, just about the time you think that it's all right. Break down, take down, shake down, you're busted. Shake down, break down, take down, everybody wants into the crowd.
Backtracking with Bob Seger from Beverly Hills Cop 2 on the Backtracking Show.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The Book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing left to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in his lives. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, go and leave your life of sin. So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list at Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center, get on out.
Phil Nee with you, backtracking. We go back to the hot summertime of 1976. America had just celebrated its bicentennial, and everybody was being encouraged to shake their booty. KC and the Sunshine Band. Number one song of the summer of 1976, KC and the Sunshine Band, and Shake, 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 Shake Your Booty. Let's flash ahead one summer to 1977. Number one for 4 weeks that summer for the Bee Gees' little brother, Andy Gibb.
For so long, you and me been finding each other for so long. And the feeling that I feel for you is more than stronger.
People born during this weekend. Back in time, Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead was born in 1942 on August 1st. Ricky Kuntz, drummer for the Grassroots, originally 1947. Garth Hudson was born August 2nd of 1937, a member of the band. And the drummer for a group called Traffic was born in 1944. He also had a song that did quite well for him back in the year of 1983. This is Jim Capaldi, and that's Love on the Backtracking Show.
One day you're up, next day you're down. She's got your head spinning around. That's love. It's happening all the time. You walk out the door, head for the train. Then in a while, you're back again. That's love. You never change the world, not in a million years. And I know that I could never live without you, girl. You stood by me all through the good times and through the bad times. One gentle heart easily burned after a lifetime. Still haven't learned that's love.
A beautiful memory from the beautiful summertime of 1983, Jim Capaldi, and that's Love. Wrapping up this portion of the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And now this is Phil Nee inviting you to stay tuned for more musical magic. And Backtracking leads us right into Those Were the Days next on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Because of the following special program, WKRP in Cincinnati and Lou Grant will not be presented this evening.
You hear the music you want to hear on WRCO Richland Center.
When all is said and done, radio's number one.
And we thank you.
Hey, baby, I want to take you on a cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to circle around Ithaca three times. What's the matter, baby?
Live from Richland Center, it's Those Were the Days!
Well, rock and rollers, welcome to another Saturday night of solid gold oldies and goodies. This is Phil Nee, and I invite you to stay with us. We're here until the midnight hour with the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We will not be taking a request this time. We'll be featuring some of our favorites from the year of 1974 along the way tonight. So sit back and leave the driving to us, and I hope you'll enjoy tonight's edition of WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll play at least 74 of our favorites from 74. How about it? Kicking it off, Canada's own Guess Who?
Clap for the Wolfman. He gonna reach your record high.
So baby, just one kiss. She said no, no, no. Romance ain't